Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today is warm and sunny across the region, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze throughout the day. Perfect weather for those venturing outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has announced command failures led to the deaths of Maj, Yuval Ezra, and Captain Benayahu Melet in West Bank attacks earlier this hour. Also, from Mariv, a short time ago, former IDF intelligence chief Tamir Heyman expressed skepticism about U.S. weapon supplies, suggesting they are not depleted as claimed. Also this hour, according to Walla, former President Trump stated that the Strait of Hormuz will soon reopen, warning Iran of severe consequences if it does not. Separately, I-24 News informs us that Prime Minister Netanyahu has dismissed the Board of Peace's proposal for IDF withdrawal to the Yellow Line in Gaza from earlier today. And finally, Forward reports that Michigan Democrats are closely watching the tight primary race between Dr. Abdul El-Sayed and Rep. Haley Stevens for the Senate seat, a significant test on U.S.-Israel relations. Here's what people are saying online. Shoshana Kitz Jaskol, an Israeli writer, shared just minutes ago her dismay, stating, "This is horrible." Al Arabiya English shared 8 minutes ago that Japan's military conducted a live-fire test of a Tomahawk missile, signaling a shift from its post-war pacifist stance, which North Korea strongly criticized. Honest Reporting, a media watchdog, posted 19 minutes ago about a baseless conspiracy theory linking Israel to a migration crisis in Ceuta, highlighting the spread of misinformation online. Now for more on these stories, starting with the IDF investigation. The Jerusalem Post reports that the deaths of Maj, Yuval Ezra and Captain Benayahu Melet were due to command failures during recent West Bank attacks. The findings underscore the need for improved military coordination. This revelation is likely to raise concerns about operational readiness in the region. Turning to Tamir Heyman's comments from Mariv, the former IDF intelligence chief expressed doubts about claims of depleted U.S. weapon reserves. He highlighted the strategic importance of U.S. military support, especially concerning Iran. This statement may impact discussions on military alliances and regional security. Meanwhile, in an interview with Fox News, former President Trump warned that Iran would face severe repercussions if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. As reported by Walla, this statement follows heightened tensions in the region. The reopening of this crucial waterway is vital for global oil trade stability. In earlier reporting by I-24 News, Prime Minister Netanyahu rejected a plan for the IDF to pull back to the Yellow Line in Gaza. This decision reflects ongoing security concerns and the complex dynamics of peace negotiations. The rejection may affect future diplomatic efforts in the region. Finally, the tight race in Michigan, as covered by Forward, is a significant test for U.S. policies on Israel. With Dr. Abdul El-Sayed and Rep. Haley Stevens neck and neck, the outcome could influence U.S. foreign policy. This race demonstrates the growing importance of Israeli relations in American politics. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israel is accelerating its defense exports by reducing licensing hurdles. This move comes as global arms competition intensifies, with Israel aiming to maintain its competitive edge. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, the shekel has strengthened, with the dollar trading for less than 3 shekels. This change is linked to optimistic talks about reopening the Strait of Hormuz and recent surges in U.S. markets. And finally, Mariv Business highlights a new housing promotion by the Haver Club and Ora, offering hundreds of apartments under exceptional conditions across Israel. This initiative aims to provide affordable housing options to club members and their families. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.